You got a pretty unique opportunity now. You step in as the interim coach. I know you do a gajillion other things around here. So just give us your overall feeling on taking over this program.
Well, I think I will take advantage of the passion for those girls that they're on the team and the ones that all of them stay and wanted to participate in this program. And with that, I'm just going to take my experience coaching and hope that they can be able to accomplish the first game. I think my first goal is to have the first game not being too pressure on us. They need to play. They need to show the passion on the game, and they need to be able to accomplish what they supposed to do, just play the game.
Now, as far as pressure on you, I know you come into a situation, you're familiar with this team, obviously, but is there pressure on you specifically coming into a situation like this?
I think the pressure will be on my side. It's not a pressure that I feel from the community college or from the girls. I think the pressure will be my pressure. It is to put all my experience in those girls in 3 days and be able to have some of the plays and be able to have some of those girls accomplish what they want to do and be more successful in this year than the previous years.
All right, last thing. I know you have a long practice today. Game coming up on Wednesday. What are you expecting from this team, at least early on?
I need to work in defensive. I need to work on being ready to run. And hopefully, playing with the number one team in the region, we just bring a 1 point. I'm not expecting to win. I'm not expecting to lose. I like to have a tie with this team. However, it's up to the air and to the girls of the effort that they're going to put together. And I'm just going to be clear. It's been a practice that I've been with them. They're putting all their heart and their passion. And again, that's what I'm going to take advantage of.
Just give us some background information on yourself, your coaching experience.
Well, I've been coaching my team for about 9 years. And this team has been pretty solid. Pretty much nine of the kids that I've been working with are being together. Nine of the 20 that I've been having right now. And they have a lot of successes. They have tournaments here locally, statewide, and nationwide as well. I have some of those participants, six of them have some tryouts with MLS, the Major League Soccer. And two of them were selected to go to California for a probably more than 3,000 across the country. Two of those boys on this team were selected to attend California for a tryout. Then I think they're really, really successful. But it is about practice, and it's about being there and having passion for the soccer.